Tell me about the lead up and the mood of this team and your staff.
Well, we're obviously very excited. This is a hallmark event for us, this draft going into Sunday. So our staff is excited. We're pumped. We've been doing all the work, and most of the time for scouts, the draft is a culmination of a year's work. So there's a lot of excitement.
Anything different with three first round picks? Does that change the mood or the conversations going on behind closed doors?
Yeah, the three first round picks, it gives us a chance to really impact the organization and put our mark on it. We haven't had, in the last 10 years, we've had the ninth overall pick once and then a bunch of picks in the 20. We haven't had very many second round picks. And if you look at a 10 year span, we've had the least amount of first and second round picks combined, right? So for us, it's like, hey, let's go. This is fun. This is what you want to do. And so it impacts it because we've had a lot of work to do, and it increases your excitement level and your passion level. And just to be able to say that Sunday night we have a chance to impact the organization, that's important.
So, and obviously not too specific, but what goes on in these pre-meetings? Like, are we talking about everybody's presenting facts, and is it now just kind of final thoughts? Like, what's happening now?
Yeah, we're still sorting it out. Like, we've had, we had a list from our May meetings. We had two sets of meetings, one in Europe, one in North America. So right now we're combining the two groups. We have our European guys here, and you can do as many lists as you want over the phone or on conference calls. But when you get face to face and you see a guy's passion for the player they're fighting for, that's a big difference than just talking on the phone. So everybody understands the urgency and the importance of it. So it's heightened. Your awareness is heightened. Where you put guys on a list and what we do on Sundays heightened. So it's. It's not finalized the list. We're not making drastic adjustments to it. We have a decent order and a decent guys in decent groups. We just got to sort out those groups within the whole list.
How contentious can it get right now, just a couple days before the draft?
Oh, it's contentious, I'll tell you right now. Yesterday was a little more calm. We started out, we think we had, coming from May, we had a group of eight or nine guys that we all felt within one or two spots were the guys we liked in the top eight or nine. And now we're getting into the, we're into the 10 to 35, 40 range, and it's contentious. It's guys are fighting to get guys in the right spot, and it's important. And, you try and facilitate it as my job, and then I have my say too. I want to get guys in a certain spot. So then Wise and Jay have to be more facilitators. So it's contentious, but it's a good kind of contentious, because it's guys fighting for players they believe in they think are going to help the Flames take another step.
Yeah, that kind of fire, that's what you want, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want guys sitting in the room saying, well, if we get them, we get them. If we don't, you want guys to believe in players, and you want guys to fight for them. And that's what makes it exciting. And that's what makes it, we're going to have arguments. We're going to have maybe a couple pencils to get thrown across the room, but it's all in the end product. It's all in getting the list right so that we go in Sunday and we have a plan, and that we know that we come out Sunday night that we have the guys we want.
So when does your list get finalized? Is that a floating kind of moving target?
Yeah, it could get finalized tomorrow afternoon. It could get finalized Sunday at 3 o'clock. Well, it won't be that late because we start at 3, but each draft is different. And like I said, I think the top, having three picks, it'll probably go till Sunday morning at some time, because there's a lot to fight over.
Is the process any different this year than in years past in terms of coming to your your final rankings?
It's not different in the last 2 or 3 years. Your scouting always evolves over time. You don't do the same things you did in 2004, 2007. You learn, you get better. You have different direction, obviously, when you add different elements like Wise and Jay. So it's a the last couple of years have been pretty much the same, and the only thing that's changed is we have more players to fight over because we have more picks.
How do you go about ranking them? Is it every position that is thrown in? Are goalies separate? How does that work?
We do have the goalies on a separate list, but we still know where we would put them on our overall list. So it's not a positional list. It's a best player to whatever number. We don't have a number we have to get to. We don't say we have to have a top 50 or top 40. It depends on who the guys like. If they like enough players, we could have 75. And then we'll say the goalies are a separate list. We'd rank the goalies separately according to position, and then say which goalie would go where. Would he go top 10, 10 to 20, that type of thing.
Of the players that you're obviously talking about right now, how many have you seen? Like, how much have you seen personally?
You know what? I try and see as many as I can. I can't say I have conviction on all of them. Some guys I might only see once or twice. But, for the organization, it's a real boon to have a budget big enough that we can have a lot of all the areas covered. Like, I don't think we're lacking in any area that we miss in. So I think in the last 3 years we've really added to that, and we've augmented areas that we were a little bit weak in. And so I mean, the guys still have to believe in their guys, right? I'll see the top guys for sure, and I'll, you know, as many as I can, but there's sometimes that I can't participate in the argument, and you gotta let the scouts go at it because they've seen the guys more.
From the discussions that have happened here the last couple of days, has there been anything that has changed your view on the overall look at this draft? Is it deeper than you thought? Is there more high end than you thought?
I think the high end is deeper than we had previously thought. I think when we get our Europeans here and we get, like, you know, everybody talks about the top four, the top five, or the top six. I mean, we might go top eight or nine right now, and the depth never ceases to amaze me how deep it is. Because I said, like, we might only have 40 guys on a list at this time, in another year. But right now, these guys, they're bringing up names and they're fighting for them. And we're not talking about fifth round picks. We're talking about, you know, top 50, top 60 guys.
In terms of positionally, is there one that is a strength this year in your mind, or is it, you know, again, pretty deep all around?
I think it's deep all around, but there's certainly groupings. Obviously, it's a forward center rich draft at the top,
yeah.
And then as you go down the list, there might be groupings where the defense is really strong and wingers are strong, or that aspect. But the one thing is, like, there's with Seth Jones being so highly rated, and there's a little bit of a gap after that, but then after that there's a strong group of defensemen. And you know, again, it speaks to it. There's positions that we want to draft for, there's players we like, there's types of players, it's everything. There's, like, we have a pick of everything here.
When you take a look at this organization and what you have right now, how important is the fact that you've got 7 picks, and that not only is there a lot of quality, but you can also have quantity when it's all said and done?
Well, it's important because you want to, like, hey, I want to have as many kicks at the can as I can, right?
Yeah.
I don't devalue a 7th-round pick because it's a 7th-round pick. Our guys have to believe in those players just as much as the 1st-round guys. But our 4th-round pick is training in Calgary already this year, as far as I'm concerned. He has a chance to play on our team next year, and that's Corbin Knight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we look at it as amateur scouts. You might not have that pick, but he's going to have a chance to play for the Flames. So our 4th-round pick's already been selected, so now we get the next 7 to go through.
Okay, take me through the next couple of days. You've got tomorrow, and then Sunday's the draft. I mean, is there anything special that happens between now and then, or is it just more and more conversation?
It's a lot of conversation. It's a lot more evaluation, and there's an interview process still going on, right? We got players coming in for final interviews, for second interviews, for third interviews. So we're still doing the research, and that's why, obviously, it won't. You know, we want to get more information. Jay hasn't met all the kids. He's met a lot of them, but we're following up on some of the things we learned at the Combine or learned with kids in Calgary. So, but most of it is just continuing to firm up the list and finalize it, because there's going to come a point where we can't say, oh, I'd rather have that guy ahead of that guy. It's got to be firm.
At this point, can an interview change anything? Can somebody move up or get dropped down on a list because of a conversation?
I don't think so. We've already vetted a lot of these players, and for us it was here's the guy Jay needs to see, and Bob Hartley's here, so he can talk to some of the kids. So it's more of a introduction process for him. There's some kids that Jay just didn't have a chance to see. I mean, he was at some of the Combine. He wasn't at all of it. We sent some kids in. So, he wants to know as many kids as he can. So that's more the process. I think because we've already met all these kids, Wise or I or the scouts, that there's not a process of either deleting or moving a guy up significantly based on an interview.
And then finally, what's Sunday like for you? Because it's all in one day. You've got 3 in the 1st round. I mean, take me through what you anticipate in a couple days.
Well, you know what? I'm excited. I like the one-day format better. I like to do it all in one. I don't like to ever have to rethink it or go back to a hotel room and say, oh, did we do the right thing? I like to just get it all done. I like to have our order. And it's an exciting day. Like, I'm excited. 6, 22, 28. You never know what's going to happen. I think it's going to be a very, very... there's going to be a lot of transactions, people moving up, people trying to move up, trades happening, you know, outside of my area of responsibility. You got all this cap trades and everything. So I think it's going to be a real exciting day. I think the NHL, like, it's their heyday in the summer. It's their time to shine, and I think it's going to be real exciting.